Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. We are the live radio call-in talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number for you to join us is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the call-in line here in the studio. Tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me, it's
Bonnie
and Chris.
And we were just talking about show prep because, you know, that's what we do before the show. We prepare to do the show.
Yeah, 2 minutes before it starts.
In case any listeners were curious as to, you know, our streams start just a few minutes before the actual audio starts, so anybody who's watching on like DLive or Twitch or any of the video streams can see us, and often they'll wonder what we're doing or they'll comment. So those of you folks who are in the chat rooms, you know, will make many comments about, you know, oh, I wonder what they're going to have for dinner tonight, or, you know, what's in that guy's cup, and, you know, that kind of fun stuff. So
that you make some pretty funny comments.
Yes, and so let's just kick things off with this bit from Yahoo News, or Yahoo, if you prefer. And it has me wondering, why would the Postal Service, that's the United States Postal Service, why would they have a law enforcement arm? And you're thinking to yourself, does the post office have a law enforcement arm? And that's what I thought to myself, too. And it turns out they do.
And they're spying on you.
Yep. Yeah, this from Yahoo News. The Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors Americans' social media posts. The post office is monitoring your social media posts.
You know, of all different entities that the U.S. government has created over the last couple hundred years, the Postal Service is not the one that you would think would be monitoring your social media posts.
There were the U.S. military used to do a whole bunch of television commercials back in like the 80s and early 90s. And one of their slogans was just telling you what the different branches are. It was like the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. And then I would always jokingly follow that up with the post office, right? Because I'm a parody guy, like making fun of stuff.
That
wasn't even thought about until, you know, decades later. But I would jokingly just sort of lump in the post office with the armed forces. And, well, it turns out, at least it doesn't look like it was that much of a joke. The law enforcement arm, yes, that's right, the law enforcement arm of the U.S. Postal Service has been quietly running a program that tracks and collects Americans' social media posts, including those about planned protests, according to a document.
You know, talk about not having your priorities right. You're literally going under, and what are you doing? You're worrying about people's social media posts.
It's crazy that they can look for stuff like planning a protest as if that's not, like, a right that's written out in the First Amendment.
Right? Like that should be unconstitutional?
Well, the entire government should be unconstitutional, but we can talk about that.
Hey, I'm just you know, bringing up their own rules, not ones I created.
Right, right. Yeah, well, and we know from the past that they don't like to follow their own rules either. If they do, it's because they make a law for them and not for us, so that they can violate it and we can't.
Oh, yeah. You can never hold them accountable to the laws they break, but they will sure hold you accountable.
The details of this surveillance effort, known as ICOP, or lowercase I and then big C, big O, big P, or Internet Covert Operations Program, ICOP,
Because the post office people get to be like, now I'm a cop.
Yes, it's I like, cop, you cop, we all cop for I cop. The details have not previously been made public. The work involves having analysts trawl through social media sites to look for what the document describes as, quote, inflammatory postings, unquote.
So, like, every other post.
Like, if not more, right? Yeah. I mean, have you been on the internet?
I know.
The internet is really just people either flaming for no reason or arguing with idiots or memes, right? My favorite part is memes, of course, but yeah. So lots of posts for them to sift through anyway. They must be pretty busy. Analysts with the United States Postal Inspection Service, also known as the USPIS, the Internet Covert Operations Program, or ICOP, monitored significant activity regarding planned protests occurring internationally.
Wait a minute. So they're not monitoring people in the United States. They're monitoring people external to the United States?
The sentence goes on to say internationally and domestically on March 20th, 2021.
Wow.
Says the March 16th government bulletin. Now, why does that date ring a bell? March 16th. What happened? Oh, right.
Oh, my. That's hilarious.
Right. That's the day that the many alphabet agencies who were armed to the teeth with tanks and battering rams decided to raid the Free Talk Live studios, the Mighty Moose Smart, the Bitcoin Embassy, Aria's home. They showed up at Colleen's home.
Let me get this straight. They monitor everybody's social media posts just so that they could raid Keene, New Hampshire.
There's such a thing as coincidence.
Really such a good, a good use of your tax dollars.
There's such a thing as coincidence, but, anyway, the March 16th government bulletin marked as law enforcement sensitive and distributed throughout the Department of Homeland Security's fusion centers, in addition to the post office, apparently.
I wonder how many Americans that are being monitored by the post office now would agree with their police department in their town, working with the FBI and raids and citizens in their town.
Funny should probably not be the word I'm using to describe this, but the Postal Service actually photographs every single package that goes through it, the from and to information, and that's basically metadata that they can use to like track stuff back at a later date. So this is not actually it's kind of messed up that they're monitoring not only the mail but they're monitoring the internet as well. But they're already this draconian organization that the government uses to spy on us.
Yeah, why couldn't there be a bunch of public private groups that just have their own post offices and we can choose the best one? And it makes no sense.
Oh, you mean like a market where you could have options?
What is a free market?
Yeah, so the post office, because it's a pseudo-government entity,
monopoly,
claims a monopoly on letter delivery. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't employ, like, DHL, UPS, FedEx.
You want to pay $90, then it's okay for them to mail something.
Yeah, to put something in a sealed envelope that, is the size of a document, et cetera, and so on. But what it can't do is compete with letter delivery and also the infamous OG spam, right? Before there was internet spam, there was spam in your mailbox. And it's still coming. I don't know if you...
Yeah,
it is incredibly hard to get the post office to stop delivering mail to your address. I had this happen to me when I lived in Seattle. I had some mail theft, some ID, theft was going on. And it wasn't in the place that I lived, but I had moved into a new place. And what I had done is I had rented a private mailbox, right, at one of these, private mailbox stores or whatever. I didn't get a P.O. box at the post office. I went to one of these free market places. And so I got myself a private mailbox, and I redirected all my mail to that when I moved. And so there was a little thing from the post office with the postal logo in my mailbox that said, vacant. And I just left it there. And I didn't get any mail delivered for a long time until one day there was a substitute postman who ripped the thing out and stuffed my mailbox full of spam. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here. Are you concerned that the post office has a law enforcement arm that's monitoring your social media? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and listening on this Friday evening. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to call in and voice your opinion on, well, anything we're talking about or anything that's on your mind, if you want to bring up a different topic, you're free to do so. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And during the break, I was thinking to myself, you know what would be great is if there was a pseudo-government package agency that delivered stuff to everywhere and anywhere that also had a law enforcement arm that would monitor your social media posts.
I don't know what you were thinking about on break. Well, I guess I do now, but I can tell you that's not what I was thinking about.
No?
I was thinking about that quote. What was that quote where every 20 years we're supposed to have a revolution and put the politicians' heads on sticks? Do you remember that quote?
I don't even know who said it. I don't remember the quote.
It was one of like the founding fathers or something.
Yeah, I don't remember who exactly. I remember.
That's what I was thinking.
Vaguely recall, but I can't say the quote verbatim.
Yeah.
If there were a gentleman named Nobody here, he would know exactly the quote and be able to voice it in such a way as to entertain us all. Sadly, he's still behind bars. I don't have any further update on him other than he's still behind bars. Hopefully he can get bail. We have been talking about this article from Yahoo News, or Yahoo, depending on your regional dialect. It says the Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts. Now, a document apparently reveals this information that Yahoo got a hold of in some way, shape, or form. And it says, the March 16th government bulletin marked as law enforcement sensitive and distributed throughout the Department of Homeland Security's fusion centers and the post office, apparently. Locations and times have been identified for these protests, which are being distributed online across multiple social media platforms to include right-wing-leaning Parler and Telegram accounts.
I saw this.
I thought that was so funny when I read Telegram accounts, because I'm thinking, that's us guys.
I just think it's funny that you can call some app that is literally just for messaging right-wing or left-wing. Like, that's so stupid.
It is absolutely insane, because there are definitely socialists and libertarians and right-wing extremists. Like, everybody's on Telegram.
That's like saying the right-wing telephone company, AT&T. The right-wing telephone company, Sprint.
Yeah. If you're a left-wing, you can only go with Verizon or Sprint. But if you're a right-wing, you can only go with AT&T or T-Mobile.
I love the technique of substituting something else for the thing that you're discussing or you're reading if you want to prove or disprove it. And doing what we just did there with the telephone companies gives me great joy. At any rate, a number of groups were expected to gather. I'm sorry, Bonnie, were you going to say something?
I can't remember now.
Okay, good. I mean, not good, but, you know, pipe up if you do want to speak. A number of groups were expected to gather in cities around the globe on March 20th as part of Worldwide Rally for Freedom and Democracy Day, to protest everything from lockdown measures to 5G.
What day was this supposed to be? 5G.
March 20th.
I saw somebody on Twitter post, why do we need 5G, 6G? I like slower living, not faster. Who's deciding this for us? Like, they're saying it was a conspiracy. I was like, what the heck?
Oh, there's all sorts of things said about 5G. It causes cancer.
Yeah.
You know, it is
like slower internet.
It doesn't seem like the whole 5G conspiracy stuff is just like, no. Like, it doesn't make any sense, even at the most basic fundamental level, to anybody who has any understanding of, you know,
networking.
Yeah, networking is cellular technology.
To your person that wants slower internet, it's still available. I would be willing to bet dollars to donuts. There's still some free AOL CDs that get you, you know, 6 hours of internet time floating around where you can plug your regular landline analog telephone into the noisy-ass modem and, get as slow an internet as you could possibly have.
Apparently it's possible, but it's really difficult.
Oh, wow.
But certainly there is dial-up service still, and my company sells a lot of dial-up modems. So, yeah.
That's great. So you're into retro technology now.
It wasn't the intent. It just kind of happened over time, over years. More and more dial-up companies went out of business or got bought up or whatever.
I mean, it seems like a niche market, so if you, too, would like slower internet, please go to thinkpenguin.com and get your retro internet dial-up modem.
We got 4G modems, just to clarify as well, so you don't have to go with the slow option, but yeah, we just ended up being like the last company to sell dial-up modems on the market, and so we ended up with all that business. It was kind of funny.
Wow, do you think one day it will just not exist, like dial-up? That would be crazy.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
4G has definitely replaced a lot of people who were on dial-up, though, I can tell you that.
So what happened is there was a technology inversion, right? Telephones existed, and they all basically ran over copper. Digital technology came along and went, oh, well, we need fiber, right, instead of copper. And so they started replacing copper with fiber. Now, landlines still exist, copper-based. What's called POTS lines or plain old telephone
service. Yeah, the last mile.
Right. They still exist. And I don't think POTS lines are going to go anytime soon. They're still required. Like, you can't use a VoIP phone for, like, a bank alarm. You have to have a POTS line for the alarm to trigger instead of a VoIP phone.
Is that really a requirement?
It is, yeah. A lot of VoIP companies won't even touch any alarm system, much less an alarm system for a bank. They'll install an actual POTS line for that. The reason for that is because the plain old telephone service, or POTS line, the old copper line that, you know, maybe your grandmother or something has in their house still, when you have a power outage, that line is still active because it has an independent power source.
Right.
So it's for disaster recovery and for power outages. And that's one of the reasons why companies and banks and things like that will route their alarms over POTS lines instead of...
Yeah, there's legal requirements as well I'm not sure to what extent they still exist, but they probably do. But yeah, they definitely have to, like unlike your cellular service, they will probably want to recover that immediately, like your provider, but technically your traditional plain old telephone service provider has to, by law, be very, very responsive to, like, recovering from disasters.
Right, absolutely. This article continues to say, Parler users have commented about their intent to use the rallies to engage in violence. Image 3 on the right is a screenshot from Parler, indicating two users discussing the event as an opportunity to engage in a fight serious damage, says the bulletin.
I can never use Facebook to say those things. Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger.
Or email or talk about it on the
phone. That would be impossible.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal vaccine advisory committee recommended that use of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine resume in the United States, while Johnson & Johnson and regulators plan to add language to the product label warning of the potential for a rare blood clot condition. If U.S. authorities follow the panel's recommendation, J&J's vaccine could be back in circulation as soon as this weekend, ending a pause that began last week regarding that rare blood clotting condition. Director of the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins, tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"This is a one in a million kind of risk that has been identified of this rare blood clotting problem."
Wall Street ending the week on a positive note, the Dow gaining 227 points to close at 3443. The S&P and NASDAQ also finishing positive for the week. USA Radio News. President Biden's first overseas trip as America's leader is scheduled for June. The White House saying Biden will visit the United Kingdom and attend the G7 summit. Then he'll go to Belgium for the NATO summit in Brussels. Protests are continuing in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, as hundreds are marching the streets demanding answers surrounding the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. Brown Jr. was shot by police as he was running away from them when they were trying to serve him a warrant. Darius Hart is a council member with Elizabeth City, North Carolina. He tells Fox News what he's hoping to see soon.
"We're out here simply asking for our local sheriff to come forward and provide us with the answers so we can sleep at night, so we'll know what happened the other day."
And regarding the protests turning violent, the council member adds,
"We need it to stay peaceful, and I will believe it will as long as it's our community."
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Previously on Free Talk Live, we talked a lot about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And now, to continue that discussion, Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this incredibly important and world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. Again, Bitcoin.com. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And we've been discussing this article from Yahoo News, or Yahoo if you prefer. The Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts.
Well, it's more than just American social media posts, right? Well, yes. It's a domestic and foreign, right?
They did say domestic and international posts.
How do they even have like any kind of right to monitor social media on another country's citizens? That's so weird.
I mean, there's...
If the traffic crosses the border, then they feel like they can look at whatever they want, right? So it's like an international phone call in a way.
It's not even that. I mean, I mean, the servers are literally responding to international requests, right?
That's true.
So that people are technically providing the U.S. government, when they request it, that information.
So the article was talking about a quote from from the bulletin itself, that Parler users have commented about their intent to use rallies to engage in violence, indicating two users discussed the event as an opportunity to engage in a fight and do serious damage, says the bulletin. But it further goes on to say, no intelligence is available to suggest the legitimacy of these threats.
No, because you know what it is? It's basically...
Internet flaming!
Yeah, it's banter back and forth between people who are making baseless threats, and I'll put threats in quotes because they're not real threats. They're not genuine. It's not like somebody came up to you, you know, with some sort of firearm and pointed it at you, right? That would be a legitimate, genuine threat. But somebody saying something from, you know, 2,000 miles away is not a genuine threat.
Well,
unless they've done something else to, you know, further that threat.
Right. Well, and anybody who's spent any amount of time online or in any of these chat applications knows that bots also exist, and bots are sometimes pretty good at imitating humans just to further discussion. The job of the bot is to, you know, interject here and there to keep the discussion going, to allow people to believe that, you know, hey, this chat room is way more popular than I thought it was. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So, you know, they're claiming things, and then they're saying they have no evidence to suggest it's legitimate. The bulletin includes screenshots of posts about the protests from Facebook, Parler, Telegram, and other social media sites. Individuals mentioned by name include one alleged Proud Boy and several others whose identifying details were included, but whose posts did not appear to contain anything threatening.
Is this like sometimes me and my sister will like screenshot people on Instagram or something that we've been stalking just because they're like weird or something, and we like, this just sounds like our text machine, and like, oh yeah, and then I saw a comment on here.
You and your sister stalk people you find weird on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody does that.
I'm not on Instagram, so not everybody does it.
Yeah. Well, she did say everybody who's on Instagram does
okay.
that.
All
so
right.
I'm not on Instagram right. either, so I can't say I do that. But
but that's just what the government sounds like right now, talking about two idiots having a dumb comment back and forth.
The ICOP analysts are currently monitoring these social media channels for any potential threats stemming from the scheduled protests and will disseminate intelligence updates as needed, the bulletin continues to say. And they, of course, put a nice big picture of it here. I'm not going to look at it because, well, the government's ugly. The government's monitoring of American social media is the subject of ongoing debate inside and outside government, particularly in recent months following the rise in domestic unrest. While posts on platforms such as Facebook and Parler have allowed law enforcement to track down and arrest rioters who assaulted the Capitol on January 6th, such data collection has also sparked concerns about the government surveilling peaceful protesters or those engaged in protected First Amendment activities. I would argue that all of the activities this article has discussed thus far are protected First Amendment activities.
Yeah, that doesn't stop them from violating your rights and running a rickshaw all over them.
I know. When contacted by Yahoo News, civil liberties experts expressed alarm at the post office's surveillance program. It's a mystery, said University of Chicago law professor Jeffrey Stone, whom President Barack Obama appointed to review the National Security Agency's bulk data collection in the wake of the Edward Snowden leaks. I don't understand why the government would go to the Postal Service for examining the Internet for security issues. Well, neither do I.
Neither
I'm
do
not
I.
even sure how these are security issues.
Yeah. What's ironic here is that they talked to the guy who Obama appointed to review the NSA's bulk data collection. So the guy appointed to sort of review, you know, the federal government's spying on you and your phones and your social media when asked about the post office. He's like, oh, that's weird. The Postal Service has had a turbulent year, facing financial insolvency and allegations that its head postmaster, General Louis DeJoy, who was appointed by President Trump, was slowing down deliveries just as the pandemic vastly increased the number of mail-in ballots for the 2020. Of course, it's got to be political now, right? For the 2020 election. Why the post office would now move on to social media surveillance, which would appear to have little to do with mail deliveries, is unclear.
You know, we were talking about how bad the post office is already and how it was already pretty bad before this started. One of the worst things about it is a monopoly, but it's not a monopoly because it's just the best and nobody can afford to compete with them because they're so great. It's a coercive monopoly that is backed by force, and you have to use this mail delivery service or be shot by, face guns of a man,
Yeah, the threat of violence at first, and then, of course, if you disobey that, then, eventually men with guns will show up and want to throw you in a cage, and if you resist, then they will pull those guns out and shoot you. It's true.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how, on the one hand, I can see this from multiple sides. So the U.S. Postal Service is one of the best in the world, but at the same time, it's still awful. And other postal systems are even, are way worse. And it's just kind of, it's just such an interesting thing. It's like, it's one of the best, systems that we've got as far as government organizations go, but it's still really bad.
Well, are there any, good private systems out there?
They don't allow them.
No, in other countries?
Oh, that's a good
question. They're pretty much all government, or most of them are government.
So if you're just comparing, we're the best one out of all the other government ones, and we're not that great, maybe we should just stop doing this.
Well, that's the point, right? It's I'm sure there would be a better system in place if there was competition in the market, but there isn't competition in the market because the government has a granted monopoly, and it's, yeah.
Here's what you're going to hear next about the post office, I predict. Post office reform, right? Because that's what government does. Whenever one of its programs is a colossal failure at what it intended, or at least what it told people it intended to do, and instead just became a money pit, well, then they have to go in and reform it because it didn't work the first time. Well, if it didn't work the first time, it's probably a bad idea to just go away. 603-283-6160.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, come on and listen to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from Yahoo News that says, well, the post office, apparently, is running a covert operations program monitoring Americans and some not Americans' social media posts. The article continues, the Postal Service isn't the only part of government expanding its monitoring of social media. In a background call with reporters last month, DHS officials spoke about that department's involvement in monitoring social media for domestic terrorism threats. We know that this threat is fueled mainly by false narratives, conspiracy theories, and extremist rhetoric read through social media and other online platforms, one of the officials said. And that's why we're kicking off engagement directly with social media companies. Great. DHS is coordinating with civil rights and civil liberty colleagues, as well as our private colleagues, to ensure that everything we're doing is being done responsibly and in line with civil rights and civil liberties and individual privacy, the official added.
How is this being done with individual privacy in mind?
It's not.
It's not really.
There's no privacy in mind as they spy on your social media posts, listen in on your telephone conversations.
You know the crazy thing is, on the one hand, it's like, I don't expect social media to be private, but on the other hand, it's like the government shouldn't be doing these things, right? Like,
how does the government spy on you responsibly?
Yeah, right.
That's essentially what they're saying. To ensure everything we're doing is being done responsibly. Like, no, it's not what you're doing. If you had any sense of responsibility of the whole thing at all, you would just stop doing it.
Yep.
Because it's irresponsible to violate individual privacy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this general, and this is the problem, it's just this general, like, search. It's not something specific, I can understand, the government maybe investigating, like, some sort of reported crime that was occurring,
mm-hmm.
but that's not what they're doing, they're just searching everybody,
randomly.
They're invading everybody's privacy randomly, kind of.
Literally trolling, but without the trolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just such a waste of money.
If they decide you're talking about something that's a conspiracy theory, then they're going to investigate you for it.
Yeah, it's like that's the thing that should be outrage people more than the privacy violation, because it's like, I don't even know if it's so much, like, I'm not even that concerned about that. I'm more like, I'm just more outraged by, like, the fact that they're wasting money on this garbage, right? Like, like, seriously.
Oh, don't worry. They'll waste more.
Oh, I know they will.
Stone, the University of Chicago professor, questioned why the post office would be tasked with something like identifying violent protests 2 months after the January 6th attack, which would appear to have little or nothing to do with the post office's role in delivering mail. I just don't think the Postal Service has the degree of sophistication that you would want if you're dealing with national security issues of this sort, he said. That part is puzzling, he added. There are so many other federal agencies that could do this. No, let me correct you. There are so many other federal agencies that already do this.
Right? Yeah, I mean, the government, especially the federal government in the United States, is just so massive that every time they do something, it's like there's already multiple other organizations that are doing the same stupid thing.
Maybe they're just trying to outsource,
and,
right?
And they have, like, you know the crazy thing is, like, even, like, when we talk about getting rid of laws, right? Like the Patriot Act, maybe, for example. There's already other laws that they can use to do the same thing,
yep.
Authorize the same thing. It's like, it's not one program you're shutting down. You've got a dozen different programs you got to shut down if you really want to shut it down.
Stone goes on to say, I don't understand why the post office would be doing it. There's no need for the post office to do it. You've got the FBI, you've got Homeland Security, and so on and so on. So I don't know why the post office is doing this.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of like the raid, right? It's like they didn't send the FBI to raid, right? They sent the FBI, the Treasury Department, the IRS, the postal inspector.
There was a postal inspector.
And that's what I just said, the postal inspector, trying to think who else, the local sheriff, the local police. Like, there were more than half a dozen different agencies that the government sent in order to raid, you know, and it's just like, how many different organizations, you know, do you really need in order to investigate?
How many alphabet agencies does it take to raid a radio studio?
Yeah. I mean, and it's kind of funny because it's like everything that is done here is on the radio.
Yeah,
you can,
like,
just download the archive.
Yeah, you could just tune in Monday through Sunday from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern at a variety of radio stations or at LRN.FM if you wanted to.
There's 200 of them or so.
Yeah,
right?
A couple hundred radio stations.
Multiple satellites, if I'm not mistaken, still.
Yep,
cable
satellites.
Channels.
Satellites are still rolling. We're on, I mean, if you have any kind of a podcast app or program or podcast catcher, type in Free Talk Live. And boom, there we are. So
yeah.
Not like we're hiding.
Nope.
Now, one of the reasons that I'm here and I do this is because I'm a huge advocate of freedom of speech. Why? Why am I a huge advocate of freedom of speech?
That makes you a threat to the U.S. government.
Yeah, of course it does. Because I'm so threatening with my speaking into a microphone. Ooh, scary.
I think that they started making cyberbullying a thing so they could lead up to this.
Yeah, they don't like competition because the government is the world's largest bully.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you look at the definition that even government and schools themselves put out as the definition of bullying, and you read them point by point by point by point, you can go, well, government does that, and government does that, and government does that.
What makes it all the worse is that the government is literally stealing your money to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
you remember we went through this whole period, I don't know, a decade or so ago, decade and a half ago, with the anti-bullying campaigns?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I meant when I said I think they made cyberbullying like a thing, so they could go on to be like, see, you can hurt online. You can do bad things online. You can be a terrorist online.
So they were blazing the trail for themselves?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they can eventually prosecute you for things you say online.
It is amazing to me that we went through this period of, like, anti-bullying, and very few people put it together that, like, hey, the very agencies that are telling us to not cyberbully are the largest violators of cyberbullying.
Yep.
And still are, to this day. They're using the frickin' post office to cyberbully you. The post office! They can't even deliver mail appropriately, and now they want to surveil your social media with the post office.
When cops go and steal a whole bunch of money and weed from somebody's car that they pulled over, they, like, post pictures of themselves with it. You know, have you seen that, like, Facebook posts of actual cop, like, police department Facebooks, official Facebooks? That's, like, cyberbullying. Like, look what we stole.
Yeah,
it is, isn't it?
Yeah, look, look, we took this person's property from them. Ha, 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 ha.
And the worst thing is, like, often it's, like, a lie. Like, they just, they lie about the people. Like, they raid somebody's home and, oh, like, 5 years ago, you know, they raided, oh, I don't know, the studio. And, you know, they made up some lie about child porn that never existed and nobody was ever prosecuted for. And, oh, they even returned computers, which they wouldn't do if there was child porn on them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's like, and of course they spread it all over the news that lie and, you know, tried to undermine, you know, people who are actually trying to, promote freedom of speech, you know?
Well, I find it odd too that, the accusations of potential child porn that was their reason for that raid here in the studio came directly after, I don't know directly, it was a day after, but
I think it was like
very soon after this particular talk program. I think it was Mark Edge,
yeah,
who had revealed that the FBI had in fact been running a child porn sting operation and distributing child porn. They were the largest distributor of child porn. Let's say the FBI was the largest distributor of child porn on the internet for that period of time.
And do you want to know, you know why the FBI was so upset with this Free Talk Live and Ian and everybody? It had to do with the fact that Free Talk Live was the only nationally syndicated outlet, the only major player actually telling the people about this.
Yes.
That's the thing that was so outrageous.
The fact that a group of people who were at one time the largest distributor of child porn are coming after people at all, like that they're allowed to go and prosecute other people for things they're saying is crime, that's just crazy. Why are people allowing that?
Yeah, and this sentence, the law enforcement arm of the U.S. Postal Service, just really bothers me. 603-283-6160. When we come back, Amazon delivery drivers forced to sign biometric consent form or lose their job. More Free Talk Live is on the...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.